This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly ratifies the resolution regarding Kalapani Lipu Lake Limpiadhara. Minister for Industry, Lekhraj Bhatta says demands of the sugarcane farmers to be addressed within the month of January. Communist Party Secretariat meeting being held today to finalize the National Assembly candidates, and a rocket attack at Baghdad's international airport kills at least 7 members of an Iraqi paramilitary group. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly unanimously approved a resolution proposal titled on the topic of border dispute including Kalapani Lipu Lake and Limpiadhara of Darchula onto Far West State of Nepal. The preamble of the resolution states that the resolution has been presented urging the government to keep Nepal's territory intact and to force a unified national voice to remove the Indian Army stationed at Kalapani area through diplomatic and high-level political initiative in a strong manner. Whip of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Khimlal Bhattrai, presented the resolution proposal in the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday. Main opposition party Nepali Congress Whip Sarita Prasai seconded the proposal. Meanwhile, responding to the queries raised on the resolution proposal in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly, Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamwali said the border dispute between Nepal and India would be resolved through diplomatic channel. Similarly, the foreign minister informed the meeting that the telephone conversation informed in the meeting rather that the telephone conversation between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on January 1st was focused on the issue of further strengthening relations between the two countries. The government has given permission for the acquisition of land for the second phase of expansion of the ring road in the capital. The recent cabinet meeting has given the permission for the acquisition of land to extend the road with 31 meters along the Kalanki Maharaj Ganj Adobikola ring road sections. According to the government spokesperson Google Baskota, the cabinet also decided to assign the officials to forward the preliminary process for the acquisition of lands for 9 hydro projects as well. The meeting also decided to register 110 rupees of land in the name of National Forest, nullifying its previous registration in the name of Swayambhu Best Ganguti. The cabinet meeting appointed Premnath Adhikari as chairperson of the Cultural Corporation and Ashok Kumar Rai as the general manager, and reappointed Naresh Raj Aryal as the banking member of the Debt Recovery Tribunal. The cabinet also approved the Consumer Protection Guidelines 2076 guidelines to mobilize foreign development aid in state and at local levels 2076, One Health Concept 2076, Integrated Legal Remedy Policy 2076, Procedures to Operate Administrative Infrastructure Development Programs at Local Level 2076, and Procedure to Operate President Women Advancement Programs. On the occasion, Information Technology and Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Banskota urged all not to harbour any doubt over the Information Technology Bill on the basis of unnecessary rumours and illusions spread about it. He further said attempts are being made to create illusion among people over the bill by misinterpreting the provisions incorporated in it. He made it clear that the bill could be discussed in the parliament if any provisions in the bill curtail the rights to freedom of expression, adding that the bill was designed by incorporating the opposition party's lawmakers' suggestions. The secretariat meeting of the Nepal Communist Party is scheduled to be held this morning. The Communist Party has informed that the meeting will discuss the nomination of candidates for the National Assembly elections and the decision regarding the Speaker of the Federal Parliament. The meeting of the Nepal Communist Party held at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar yesterday, however, concluded without any decision. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress held yesterday discussed the nomination of candidates for the National Assembly elections. Chief Secretary at the Nepali Congress Party Office, Krishna Prasad Powell, informed that the meeting decided to use the rights of Central Working Committee members of the party while selecting the candidates for the National Assembly elections. Chairman of the Nepal Communist Party, Puspa Kamal Dhalprachanda, has said the cooperative should help the small farmers with a priority. Inaugurating the Agriculture Training and Research Centre at Ratnanagar 5 in Chitwan District yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said all farmers should be included in mega campaign of production. He also stressed on making the economy stronger by increasing production, by making agriculture profession systematic and dignified. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Lekaraj Bhatta has said the problems of sugar mills and the sugarcane farmers will be resolved by the third week of this month. During the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday, he said the sugar mills had been directed to clear the dues to the sugarcane farmers. The Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies said a task force was formed to address the problems of the sugar mills and the farmers. A proposal seeking deliberations on the Palermo Protocol to United Nations Convention on Against Transnational Organized Crime 2000 was unanimously approved by the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday. The proposal was tabled by the Home Minister. Responding to the queries of the Member of Parliament, Home Minister Rambhadu Thapa said the need of the protocol had been felt long before, but it has been presented only at the moment for ratification. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओइ वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has said the government has prioritized the north-south road construction in Far West Province. Addressing a program organized by Koilali Federation of Industries and Commerce in Thangadi yesterday, Minister Khatiwada said the government would take initiatives to open international transit points in Far West Province, saying Gonufada checkpoint will be improved. Myanmar Tourism Minister Mong, who reached Lumbini to visit the birthplace of Lord Buddha, said he would encourage his fellow citizens to visit Nepal. At a program organized in Lumbini following his visit, Myanmar's Minister for the said he would urge the travel agencies in his country to arrange package tour to Lumbini on the occasion of the Visit Nepal year 2020. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The Australian Navy has begun an operation to evacuate hundreds of people trapped in the fire-ravaged town of Malakota. The Navy ship is expected to take up to 1,000 people. Some 4,000 residents and tourists have been stranded on the beach since Monday night when fires cut roads and engulfed the town in the state of Victoria. Thousands are fleeing parts of neighbouring New South Wales where a state of emergency is in force. Since September, fires have killed 19 people in the two states. More than 1,200 homes have been burnt. At least 28 people remain missing after fires this week alone. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has come under attack for his response to the fires. He was heckled by angry locals in Cobargo, New South Wales, and had to cut short his visit to the fire-hit town. A rocket attack at Baghdad's international airport has killed at least 5 members of an Iraqi paramilitary group and 2 of their guests. Sources from the Popular Mobilization Forces PMF told Al Jazeera that the rockets destroyed 2 vehicles carrying high-profile guests who had arrived at the airport and were being escorted by a PMF public relations official. The identities of the PMF members and guests have not been released. PMF sources believe that the strike was possibly carried out by the US. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places in the country. Chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places over the high mountainous region and chances of heavy snowfall at a few places over the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. National Assembly ratifies the resolution regarding Kalapani Lipu Lake Olympiadhara. Minister for Industry Lekaraz Bhatta says demands of the sugarcane farmers to be addressed within the month of January. Communist Party Secretariat meeting being held today to finalize the National Assembly candidates, and a rocket attack at Baghdad's international airport kills at least 7 members of an Iraqi paramilitary group. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.